الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون.
Divorce can be pronounced twice. Then either honorable retention or kindly release should follow. While dissolving the marriage tie, it is unlawful for you to take back anything of what you have given to your wives, unless both fear that they may not be able to keep within the bounds set by Allah. Then, if they fear that they might not be able to keep within the bounds set by Allah, there is no blame upon them for what the wife might give away of her property to become released from the marriage tie. These are the bounds set by Allah. Do not transgress them. Those of you who transgress the bounds set by Allah are indeed the wrongdoers. Divorce can be pronounced twice. Then either honorable retention or kindly release should follow. According to this verse, a man may pronounce revocable divorce upon his wife not more than twice. Should he pronounce divorce for the third time after revoking it twice, the wife will be permanently alienated from him. For what the wife might give away of her property to become released from the marriage tie. In the terminology of Islamic law, this is known as khul, i.e. a woman securing the annulment of her marriage through the payment of some compensation to her husband. In case of khul, it is permissible for the husband to reclaim the whole or part as agreed upon of what he had given to his wife. But in case of divorce by the husband, he has no right to reclaim any part of what he had gifted to the wife.
فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Then, if he divorces her for the third time after having pronounced the divorce twice, she shall not be lawful to him unless she first takes another man for a husband and he divorces her. There is no blame upon them if both of them return to one another thereafter, provided they think that they will be able to keep within the bounds set by Allah. These are the bounds of Allah which He makes clear to a people who have knowledge of the consequences of violating those bounds. She shall not be lawful to him unless she first takes another man for a husband and he divorces her.
What it means is that the second husband divorces her voluntarily if and when he likes. This provides no room for the sham marriage and divorce that are arranged just to make it permissible for the first husband to remarry his divorced wife.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم.
And so, when you divorce women and they reach the end of their waiting term, then either retain them in a fair manner or let them go in a fair manner. And do not retain them to their hurt or by way of transgression. Whosoever will do that will indeed wrong himself. Do not take the signs of Allah in jest, and remember Allah's favor upon you. He exhorts you to revere the book and the wisdom that He has sent down upon you. Fear Allah and know well that Allah has full knowledge of everything.